Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
45% of working Americans say that they have a side hustle, Raven.
Well, that's the thing is that when you got a job, even if you got a good job, a lot of times, not enough money.
It's true. That's 70 million people in the United States of America have a side gig, something they do on the side.
Right. And you've got other reasons why you need it. Maybe you got a family to support. Maybe you got dreams and goals. Maybe you just like to make it rain.
Yeah. So that's why I was really surprised yesterday. So, you know, I teach at a local gym. I teach three classes a week. I teach one Zumba class and two boot camp like classes. And people are always like, really? Really? You still do that? You still do that?
Well, I mean, you like the workout.
Right.
And the coin is extra coin.
Well, you know, like, who's going to turn down extra money? And not for nothing, but I guess I get paid to work out. Like, that's the best side gig ever. It forces me to be accountable to get some exercise in and, you know, pays for the groceries every week. But how much does the average person make from their side hustle? It says the average person in America makes about $1,122 a month. I don't make that much. That is for sure.
$12,000 a year? It does add up when you need it, when there's holes in your budget.
Yeah, I mean, that would be nice, but I think I would have to teach every day multiple classes. I would be very, very fit if that was the case.
Yeah, and you also would not sleep, ever.
Mm-hmm. You got a side hustle.
I do. A wedding entertainment company. I've had it for nearly 20 years at this point. I always joke that that'll be my retirement because they can't fire me from my own company.
It's true, even though you basically don't do anything.
Yeah. It is a huge business, and it takes a lot of energy and dedication to it. It's probably more hours than I'd like to dedicate at this point, but like you said, the money is real.
Yeah. What I found to be really interesting about this, and there's a website called Side Hustle Nation that's got all the information on this, and this is why it's even coming up, because I looked at this and I'm like, this is so fascinating. It said that 27% of people started making money from a hobby that they really enjoyed. So a lot of people, this side hustle is their passion.
Mm. Yeah, it started that way with me, DJing at clubs, nightclubs, stuff like that, seeing other DJs that were underrepresented. Yeah, that's how it began.
For me, it was just I had lost a lot of weight after I had my first baby. And I remember thinking, like, I really love doing this. And if they would pay me to work out, then I could come all the time and justify it to my husband, which still works to this day.
Good.
Yeah. What's your side hustle? 1-800-330-9999. How did you get into it? Do you make that kind of cash? You can call or text. 45% of Americans have a side hustle, like extra money, a job they do on the side outside of their full-time work.
I remember when I discovered mine, I was DJing at a bar. I had a bar tab and I left with cash and the girls wanted requests. I mean, kind of the best job ever.
Yeah, that's kind of how you became a DJ. I still work at a gym. I teach three classes a week, fitness classes, because I think it's fun and I get paid to work out. Who wouldn't want that, right? What's your side gig? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Ann on Raven.
I sell everything. Essential oils. I sell three types of different clothing, Mary Kay, and I'm about to start selling organic wine, too.
Oh, your Facebook page must be so busy posting everything.
Whatever it takes, right?
Yeah.
The sign-up kits are the best for everything, though. That's the heyday.
What's
After that, you
kit?
Just bury it in your garage. You know, when you have to buy the initial package whenever you start selling any of that stuff.
Oh, really?
That's when they give you all the stuff for free. That's how they trick you. Then the hole is dug, and now you're in the middle of the hole.
Quick question. What makes you the most money?
It's the essential oils, actually. Everyone's really into it nowadays.
I feel like with the essential oils, too, when you find ones that you really like, that's the one you just keep buying over and over. But it takes a long time to finish those little vials. I've been holding on to this peppermint one next to my my desk here for what? It's been a year now, at least? Maybe longer.
You're like a pusher.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your side hustle?
I run a sports after-school program, and it's awesome. All I do is play kickball, capture the flag with the kids, a little more than an hour, and I make bank. The only downside is that I had to get fingerprinted, which is totally annoying process. I hate it.
What?
Well, I mean, right.
You
got to get your background vetted.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So a background check is good.
It's not annoying.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
But I mean, the actual process is annoying, and it feels weird, like you're guilty of something. But no, it's an awesome gig.
Hi, it's Ian and Raven. What's your side hustle?
So I go to every yard sale, tag sale, flea market, and I buy things and then I resell them online for a profit. You know, sometimes I even buy furniture on Facebook Marketplace and then I resell it locally on Craigslist and I actually make a lot of money.
I always hear about people doing this and I always think I can do it too, but then I never actually do it.
I mean, I know that you don't like to lift heavy things. It would involve a lot of running around and then you'd have to do all the ads and follow up with people. I don't think you're really built for this the way you imagine.
I know, but you make a lot of money by doing this?
Yeah. Yeah, I do really well.
Pretty Anna awesome. Just wants to find like a vase or something she bought for 30 cents
yes.
and then sells for $3 million.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, is that so much to ask?
Yeah, right. I mean, you're right. That's totally easy to do.
It happens in the news at least once a year.
And there's 7 billion people on the planet.
Listen, don't kill my dreams right now, right?
Okay.
All right. What is your side hustle? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. 45% of working Americans say they have a side hustle, something they do on the side to make some extra cash.
Listen, if you've got a set of skills, if you've got some equipment or whatever at home, there's money to be made.
Yeah. What's your side hustle? 1-800-330-9999. I'm trying to figure out unique things that people do. And here's some top things that people do for money. Number 5, rent out spare rooms on Airbnb.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Number 4, deliver for Postmates.
Yeah, that's really had its time in the sun over the last year and a half. I mean, it's been a good time to hop on board with that.
All right, which goes hand in hand with number 3, drive for Uber or Lyft. I feel like a lot of the people that drove for Uber or Lyft now went to like Uber Eats or like that because nobody's really traveling. You don't want to get into people's cars. So now you just bring them their food.
Yeah, you don't even have to keep your back seat clean.
It's nice. Perfect, really. Number 2 side gig, recycle used smartphones.
What?
How do you do that?
Who is giving you their old smartphones? I mean, do you just sell them to Gazelle when you buy your new iPhone?
You know what I always do when things get a little tough?
Yeah.
I go look for my old gold. Because, I look
stuff
for the old gold.
Stuff that's broken,
yeah.
Busted, whatever.
Things I'm
right.
never going to wear again.
Right.
They've been out of style for 20 years.
Gold's at an all-time high right now.
I feel like they've been saying it's at an all-time high now for 25 years. So, all right. And the number one thing that people do is sell items on eBay, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace. That's huge. Hi, it's Ann on Raven. What's your side hustle?
Yeah, I do this great thing where I buy coding for video games offline, and then I sell those codes to people who want to use them for a much higher price. Some of the codes are hard to find and rare, so some of those nerds and geeks are willing to pay quite a high rate for those codes.
I have no idea what you're talking
Me
about.
Me neither. Like, you say that, and this is why we don't know enough about, like, Twitch and, like, all the video game stuff. They make so much money off of it. And, like, I remember my best friend Danielle was telling me that she bought her son a rare skin for Fortnite. It's a retired outfit that she had to buy, like I'm a DL.
What are you talking about?
Exactly. It's a whole world we don't know anything about.
What do you pay for something like that?
She paid $100
what?
For a fake costume.
What? For
an avatar.
For an avatar?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's a world we know nothing about. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your side hustle?
So I live near the water, and in the summer, I rent one of my bedrooms out of my house to Airbnb. So it's really just a guest room in my house. So it's certainly not anything private, but it's a great way to make cash. The only downside is when I go to work, there's always sometimes some random people there, so I have to wait for the shower.
Oh, ew. It's one thing if you have like an in-law apartment with a separate bathroom, but I can't believe that you let strangers use your shower and your toilet.
I mean, I guess if you're stating it and they are aware, right? I've never stayed in a hostel or anything like that? Yeah, community bathroom. That would freak me out.
I did it once. Actually, I did it with a couple coworkers here.
Really?
A couple of the girls. We did like a girls' weekend and we did it because it was the only thing left. And it was nasty. It was like being in a dorm all over again. We had to wear flip-flops into the shower. It was
nice.
Really weird. Hi, it's Anna. Raven, what's your side hustle?
I sell ad space on my car. I will just put magnet signs on whatever the product or person wants me to promote. I'm always kind of driving around a lot because I'm in sales, so it gets a lot of exposure. The reason it works is because I drive a unique looking vehicle. I have a bright pink Mercedes G-Wagon, so it's pretty eye-catching.
Oh. Wow.
Wow.
I didn't even know they make that. Did you have to get a colored that color?
I mean, well, yeah,
when
you get
you go
a wrap.
To the website,
you
get
would you have
pink.
It wrapped? Yeah, I did go with a wrap.
That's a good idea. Just put magnets and advertise. I've been seeing a lot of that lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called NASCAR.
Oh.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.